Welcome everyone to VR Jungle, a Havoc podcast. We are literally days away from the, you know, where Christmas and all sorts of festivities and eating and watching kids be happy or cry because they're spoiled and they didn't get that PlayStation or that VR headset. Who knows? But today we are going to be doing a giveaway with Mr. Ruckup, or Joel also as well, but he goes by Ruckup on everything that he does, even making a hot sauce, so we'll talk about that later. And then obviously we have our co-host Cuss with us as well. Before we get started and we all start talking and jamming about everything, I want to talk about our sponsors because I've been trying to get better, and also saying please give us a subscribe as well. And you have to be subscribed to even win anything today anyway, so you might as well just hit that button for us. But for our, what do they call it? Our sponsors is Olin VR, which is our gun stock company. Then we got Mr. Ruckup, who's also here, one of our sponsors as well, who will be participating in, giving away, what are they called? The stickers that go, you gave me a deckle?
Decals.
I think you guys call them decals down there in the,
Okay. The that's what you were trying to say? Decal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you from, Mr. Deckle himself?
Okay, thank you. Now, yes, okay, decals. Yes, in the States, we call them decals. I was so confused. I'm like, what the hell is a deckle? What is he getting rid of? Like, he's just getting some weird thing in his house called a deckle. I'm like, hey, we're just going to go for it. And then we have W as well, the best energy, in my opinion, when it comes to flavor and giving you that extra edge on your opponent. And all of these discount codes are in the link in the description. And we also have VR face cover if you want to color up your face as well when you're like, and for Ruckup's instance, when you're watching videos of people literally smash their face to the ground in his TikToks. So, man, there's just so much to talk about when I just want to put up a picture and I wanted to get it done. But, you know, as an esports owner, I had to deal with some fun stuff today, and I'm not going to even get to talk about that. You guys know about it. But how you all been?
Good.
Doing good. The VR community is kind of calming down a little bit over the Christmas holidays, I think. But sales has been going really, really good. I think that there's a lot of there's going to be a lot of new headsets under the tree. That's for sure. I think that we should be a little bit more conscious, especially around Christmas time, of those sales. And I'm only saying that because of people who are in the VR community, especially even if you're a content creator, knowing that there's going to be a lot more people, a lot more bodies that are going to be paying attention to the VR culture and the community itself. And it's just, it's becoming like there's 65 million sets that was been sold in the last something like 8 months or something like that. So it's getting crazy. And I know we've talked about this before, and I'm not trying to go off on tangents here, but in the next 2 years, 3 years, you're going to see a very, very different community than it is now. And I don't mean bad way. I mean like growth wise. So it's going to be very different.
No, yeah, so, I totally agree. Yeah. I think that it's going to get huge. And like, you know, there was a new release. I don't know if you guys all saw this, but HTC is thinking about trying to compete with Meta now.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
You think it's going to be a tough one? A lot of people thought the Pico was going to be that, but what I've heard, I think, Cuss, you told me this last week, that it's really hard to still get in the States, correct?
For what, the Pico?
No, the Pico, yeah.
It was me, but...
Someone was telling me that.
Somebody was somewhere.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
Yeah. But before we get too dive into this conversation, I got to want to tell people that are here, thanks for coming, and hopefully they're more shy. Wait to say, like, let's get 5-10 more minutes and then get more people to come here and then talk about the giveaway. But there is a giveaway, so don't go away. I'll give it 5 minutes of us talking, then I'll say what the giveaway is. And then at the end of the show, I'll explain how we're going to basically give it away. So, anyways, Mr. Ruckup, man, you are a busy person.
Yeah, I live like, a busy, busy life.
you're either posting stuff on TikTok, which, you know, is always some fun stuff. Where either, like, are you ready for another, like, every year during Christmas, you get a whole nother rerun of people getting VR headsets and then doing dumb shit because they don't understand that they are still in the real world.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, like, and I've said this many a times, the most of the reasons that I do post, like, I repost people's adventures on VR for a better, for a nicer choice of words. But I really want to like really elaborate on the fact that people do need to be somewhat careful. Like this people, there are people that get seriously injured by not creating their guardians, by not cleaning up their spaces, by not, like, I know we make light of it and it's funny as hell and I'll laugh every single time, but reality is that there are some people out there that have been put in hospitals and actually put in insurance claims because they've really messed themselves up. And it's just a simple thing, and just being clutter free, you know, make sure you're aware of your surroundings when you put these headsets on. You're blind to the world. Whether you pass through or not, it doesn't make a difference. When you're going 30 kilometers an hour towards a wall, that wall's not going to stop. It's going to hurt. So, but yeah, this Christmas time is always a great time for content, isn't it?
No, I know. It's because it's like the best thing is that it's the kid's gift, you know, the child's gift. And then you have grandma just like who you know was born in the 19 like 30s or 40s, and like the her driving probably like a vehicle, like grandma on a vehicle in the 60s was like, holy cow, this is fast. It's like a snail on a turtle, you know, but like, yeah, the snail's slow, but a turtle's faster. And it's just like, it blows their mind. So then you put them in this freaking world of immersion and where it's just like, we're gonna jump you off a building now, grandma. Oh yeah, don't, it's just like no one forgets to tell her like, hey, like don't actually jump into the fire pit and catch on fire.
Yeah,
Who knew grandma was
it's
so flammable?
comical. But you don't, when you're watching the videos, and I've seen literally thousands of them, it's really not grandma. It's like her kids or her husband, and it's like she's going to do something, and you see that they're paranoid. They see that you see the fear in them, and then they just go and just give them a little shove, and
Yeah,
then it's just
I've seen a
over.
little bit of that.
It's like, why would you do that? Like, and then you see them, they feel bad afterwards, and I'm thinking, didn't you fucking think that was gonna happen? Like, what was the best outcome of that decision? Like, that's what I just don't get.
Or like, you know, when they bring the plank in. The funny thing is when they actually bring the plank in.
If it's, I think people need to like introduce people to sitting VR first to get them used to, you know, the feeling of, oh, this is wobbly as shit. Because if you fall off a chair, it's not as tall as like as high as if you're standing on your feet and then you go to your knees.
And they always put the plank towards the TV. It's like
Yeah.
it can go other ways. You don't, it doesn't have to face the TV every time.
So when I gave my grandfather my headset, I had him sit in my nice little chair here. I set him up facing towards that way because the setup's all over here, right? So like I'm getting all that set up, and like he's like, oh man, like he didn't understand how to grip because he's used to controllers, you know, and so it's kind of interesting.
It is. It's fun. It's fun, but just under the right circumstances.
So do you think though, when sometimes the mom punches the child, or the brother
That's
punches the little
accidental.
brother, do you think so? Because I have a little head peek, and there's sometimes I see sometimes they look and they go, and it's just like, oh, sorry.
I
I
think it's
think
accidental.
I have to say sometimes I think it sometimes I think it's on purpose sometimes. I
Maybe.
think there's one that I saw with the woman hit the dog, and I was like, there's no way you could have not seen the dog, because the dog literally touched you at some point. So you would have to know that. And I think that's a little, I don't know, situational awareness, right?
Yeah. So, and you're just keep on growing with in the TikTok scene, aren't you?
Yeah, I hit 7,000 or something,
Nice.
and I'm like,
Congratulations. You can
yeah,
go
I'm
live
stoked
now.
about
Why
that.
are you, when are you gonna do some lives?
I'm not. I don't see the problem with live. This is what sucks is my day can get really, really, really busy really quickly, and just because of my career, my job. So I don't have a lot of time. I can set up lives. I can do this. Like stuff like this is really hard for me to do because it's setting a schedule. And my phone can go off at literally any second, and I have to bounce.
That's
So
fair.
it's just for me live. I'd love to do it. I really would, but I just can't commit to it. And I don't want to say, "Oh yeah, I'll get on every day at 6 o'clock," and then not get on. And people are like, "Well, you said you were going to," and I don't want to do that. That's the thing.
Mean,
So
as
my,
long as you don't schedulize your streaming, you know,
right,
it could benefit, you know.
yeah. And so right now it's just sporadic. It's just when I can, but.
Yeah, because how many games do you say you're making right now? Is it two or three?
I've two that are in production right now. I have about three or four that are on the shelves.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm stoked about them because like it's been a process and I knew nothing about making VR games as of the beginning of this year, and I've come a long way. So, I think that's one of my little accomplishments this year that I've kind of told myself that I was supposed to do. So without having to go to school or anything and just picking up Unreal Engine and just popping down and learning how to do the blueprints and everything and kind of downloading other people's crap and then tearing it apart and then figuring out how it works and then building up my own kind of version of
Reverse
it and stuff.
engineer.
Reverse engineering, right? Try and true. So so that's really helped, and I think that that's the fun part of kind of making VR. And I want to grow that, and I want other VR people that are in the community to do it themselves. It's really, I can do it, you can do it. Like it's
Community
really,
driven content is huge. If you
yeah.
don't have community-driven content right now in VR because of a small niche community,
Yeah.
it hurts, you know? You don't have that like just availability of like, hey, here's all this garbage. You can do whatever you want with it. Good luck.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm really happy with the way the community is right now because the community is, we are building VR. We're not getting these, like we talk about a lot, those AAA studios and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And as much as people do want them, it needs to come in slowly. It can't, if it hits us like a ton of bricks, we're screwed because the indie gamers are not gonna really gonna be left behind because you're always gonna have indie developers,
Yeah, look
always.
at Zenit VR. Zenit VR never had actual advertisement, and it's
Yeah.
blown to be the biggest, you know, game out there right now. I hadn't
Absolutely.
played it, but you know, I didn't hear anything about it till a friend told me, and I was like, the fuck is Zenit VR?
But
What? You didn't know
exactly,
what
right?
Zenit VR was?
Well, I knew when we did our initial podcast.
I
I
mean,
found
like
out
from
about it
the
a couple months
get-go, you
ago.
know, I told you how many, there's over 100,000
I
people in
knew
their
before that.
Discord.
I knew like 3 or 4 months prior to that. But like before that, I didn't know what a Zenit was. I've
Yeah.
seen some gameplay. It's all right. I don't, they're
And
not my type of game.
that's amazing that a developer can do that without having the drive or the financial backing of some of these AAA titles, right?
Look
Or
at
AAA
H3
studios.
VR. Look at H3 VR. H3
Yeah.
VR, I'm pretty sure, is a very small like development. I don't know how many. I think it's just him, but I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
So with these games that are coming out, I know like you can't really talk too much on or like I know you post some things on your social media and stuff like that, but I know that you said everything's gonna be named Ruckup for the studio and everything you do is Ruckup. Are you going to create a Discord for Ruckup for individual games? Are you eventually going to make Discord for every game?
I think I'll probably do Discord for one
And
for
then that.
now, just like the actual RuckUp brand itself, because there's a lot going on right now, and I don't think I'd be able to handle like five or six different Discords running out at all
Yeah.
times. And I think that again, I'm very community driven. When you have more than one Discord for, if you're a studio and you have multiple games, like you'll notice that a lot of the studios that have one game have a really large following on the Discord. But when they have two or three games, there's one that's really good, and then the other
Yeah, it's
Discords kind
spread
of
out.
fall short.
Yeah.
So if you put it all under one, and if you're smart about it, and you're not calling out everybody every day, then I think that it's pretty manageable. But I just sometimes see that the Discords go to fall to the wayside just when there's too many to
Yeah.
do. And
Yeah. It, once you umbrella under one, like it helps because you have as for also your people there, like it helps. It's like, hey, I don't have to go to a new Discord to figure something out. It's all under this,
And
you
that's
know.
why I think
Exactly.
so. Like Resolution, like there's sometimes I wish Resolution was all one Discord. But you know, they have their Demio Discord, their Blaston Discord, and now they have their Ultimex Discord. And anything else new that they come out, they create these Discords, even though they're under these resolution. Like they even have some games people don't even know about. Like they made Angry Birds VR as well. Like no one knows about
Great
it.
game.
Yeah, great.
Great
Yeah,
game.
great game. And so yeah, I totally get like the making your studio and then just separating each game through a role and in a locked chat, and so people aren't being added for certain situations. It is cleaner. Like if you look at Havoc's Discord, there's like if you got to see what I see, you'd lose your
Yeah.
goddamn mind because I see
Yeah.
thousands of chats and everything going on because we have every VR game possible that we compete in to let people chat individually and set up scrams and all that stuff. And by the way, I told you, I'll do it for free for you. I'm just waiting for you to give me the go-ahead.
Before we get too far, don't forget.
Yes.
You said 5 to 10 minutes.
Let's do it right now. All right. If you're here now, and I'm going to – let's go ahead and I want other people to possibly have a chance because I want a lot of people to interact with this. And if they even got this far in this video, then they should be part of the competition as well. Not the competition, but the giveaway as well. And we're doing this giveaway since Christmas is next week. And it's like, you know, I say Christmas because that's what my family is. But obviously, it's your holidays. Either you're doing like over in Canada, you got Boxing Day.
We have Christmas too. Come on.
I just wanted to mess with you. Boxing Day. It's like a day or two after Christmas, I think. It's like
where's Hanukkah?
And you got
there's
Hanukkah,
a bunch of
Hanukkah,
other ones.
And you got you got all these fun Kwanzaa. Celebrations going on. You know, this is the month of just being with family and the month of giving. So that's what we're doing. So here are what you have to do. And especially if you made it this far in the video, you're part of it as well. And I still have to add the new Discord to the description. So I will add that as soon as this video is over. So because it's gonna be part of it as well. All right. So here's what we got. So we're giving away 6 total items. And what you need to do is you need to subscribe to this YouTube channel. You have to go to Mr. Rucksup. Social media. We'll just do Twitter. If you want to go follow his other one, he has a link tree that is also part of the description. You can go follow all of his social media, especially his TikTok one. That's a good one. But
his YouTube
just
one
for this, because
right
I can't keep track of all of them, we're going to say just do Twitter because that's where he does most of his interactions at anyways. And then you have to follow VR Jungle's new Twitter as well. And then come to our Discord and show us the proof of that you did those things, and even possibly make a comment, like this video, share it with your friends. I don't care about that. You can do the extra stuff you want. It's bonus points. I like bonus points. But if you do all that and you give me proof in the Discord, then we're going to be giving away 2 shirts, a sweatshirt, decals. Hold on. I was trying to figure out what this word that he said. Whatever Canadian version of a decal name, a decal. Giving away a decal, and then a game key for police. What is it called?
Police Response Disturbance VR.
All right, we're giving away a game key of Police Response. It's not bad. That is a tongue twister.
It is, but it's a sick game.
All right, so we're giving
anybody but it will like it.
Yeah. So with this, when you come into the Discord, we'll give this. I'll give this till Friday. We'll finally do the spin on Friday because that gives enough people to get this, watch the video, and then what was I going to say?
Do you have all the links so I can start?
Because Friday's Christmas, right? No, Sunday's Christmas. Chat. So we'll do it 2 days. What do you say?
Do you have all the links for so I can link in the chat?
Post
our new Havoc link.
I don't have anything. I'll just send you a message right now.
I got it. It's the VR Jungle Twitter, right?
Yeah, VR Jungle Twitter, Ruckup Twitter, and then our Discord.
All right, so here's one.
And make sure the Discord is a fully active link that doesn't expire. I can send you one if you want.
Yes, copy and paste that one. I promise it's not bad stuff.
Okay, so I'll copy and paste that. And you can put it in there. But with this, the way that the giveaway is going to go is that we're going to pick 5 people that did everything. We're going to do a spin the wheel, pick the 5, and then if you're picked, the very first person that gets picked gets the loot of it all. They get to pick it all. Congratulations, you got picked first. You can pick anything you want, and then as we get to the 6th person that gets selected, then you get just whatever's left. And that's
I already
said
the that is the Discord one for a Discord without – it does not expire. So
you sure?
Yeah. I know how to edit my Discord invites.
You
at least you're honest.
But okay, so
it's little bare bones right now, but bear with us. It's going to explode.
I still have to make the Discord. I literally threw the Discord together in like 2 seconds, so I have one role that doesn't even work. So, but I'll make it all when I get a chance. So yeah, so that's the giveaway. So if you made it this far into the video, congratulations, and don't leave us now. You know, we still got plenty to talk about. Like, let's go ahead and talk about your hot sauce.
Oh. Yeah, what a segue. So I was actually it was funny because it was a few weeks ago. I had ordered a few hot, different hot sauces, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm a huge connoisseur. I
Me
love
too.
them. They're
What's the hottest you've
great.
had?
I'm not that hot. I honestly,
I like hot sauce for flavor, not destroy my mouth.
yeah. So I'm there too. I agree with you 100% on that. But
But
I also have had hot flavors. But I'm a little bit of a chicken when it comes to that. What about you?
so I am di I'm a different human being. I have
I'm a different
I've
human
had up
being.
to 2 million Scoville units.
Really?
Yes, and so I went to this this wing expo, right? So everyone in like the localized area, it was like 20 to 30 wing places in our area come to this one meeting, and like a lot of people come, and it's only like 20 to $40, and you get to go around this whole entire table and try everyone's wings and hot sauce. Well, we're sitting there with our wings eating this stuff, and this guy just randomly comes up and sits next to us, and he's like, "Yeah, you like hot sauce and all this stuff?" We're like, "Yeah." And my older brother's like, "This guy pointed at me. He goes, he'll eat the hottest stuff ever." And so he goes, "I want you guys at least all try this." And it was like a 1 million Scoville unit, and it tasted so good, but it burned our mouth. And he goes, "Well, I have another one that the pepper is in the Guinness World Record." Well, we were sitting next to the guy who's in the Guinness World Record for the hottest pepper. We didn't know it. We didn't know. That's not a thing that you know. And so he's like, "Usually I have people sign a waiver for this." But he's like, "You're a young kid." I was probably like 24, 25 at the time. And he's like, "You'll be fine." And I'm like, "Oh, I guess I'll be fine." And the weird thing is it tasted so good, but it was so hot that I felt like I was hallucinating. It
I
blew
heard
my
about
mind.
that.
It took 30 minutes for the heat to go away.
Yeah,
And
I believe
then
it.
the guy, he said, because I asked him, I go, "Yeah, it tasted good, but I've never had anything hot in my mouth." He goes, "Well, you're one of the few people that have had the hottest in the world right there." And he goes, "Just to let you know, for me to get that flavor, I had to try it 20 times to get that flavor right today."
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty big on it. And then I tried that one chip challenge. That's not even, that's gross. That's freaking gross. It didn't even bug me that
It's
much.
a tortilla chip.
It was hot for like 5, 10 minutes. But here's the thing. If it was a good flavored chip, it wouldn't be that bad. But they make it dye your mouth, dry as shit, and it tastes like cardboard.
It's a gag gift.
Yeah. And it's 10
It's a
inch.
100% a
It's
gift.
literal objective
I
is to
know.
burn your mouth. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. For me, it was just I
I've
love
had
hot
pure
sauces.
capsaicin given to me, if you know what that
That's a good
is.
one. Duh.
I destroyed my mouth. That was terrible. I hurt. It was
Yeah,
painful.
that
No.
is painful.
My buddy did it to me as a joke, and I'm like, "It's not funny." No. Fuck you, asshole.
So, how do you go about making your own hot sauce? Like, is it your recipe, or like, did you buy the recipe? Like, how does that work out?
So I have a smoker here at my house,
Okay.
and what I usually do, we've done in the past or a lot of times, is we smoke meat, we do jerky. Well, we're hunting family, right? So we go up, we get our game quite a bit. So bring it back, and then we smoke whatever we have, and then just make jerky or whatever else, and steaks and stuff. So my what I like about a lot of hot sauces, especially the really good ones, are the smoked flavor. So what I wanted to do was everything that I make in the hot sauce. So if it's onions, the peppers, jalapenos, whatever it is, it goes in the smoker first, and that's going to be my little secret de restaurants of what I want the flavoring to be. So they're going to be smoked flavored hot sauces for the
Awesome.
most part.
That's
That's
awesome.
the game plan. And so it's not necessarily my own recipe per se, because honestly, they're all the same. It's literally all the same. All you're doing is changing up the pepper, and you're adding in either more material. Like if you want it to be a little thicker, then you add carrots or something as filler, right? I don't really want to add all that filler crap. I want to make it just straight hot sauces, and make it pretty simple, but except the flavoring is within the smoked vegetables itself. So,
So,
makes
and you're
sense.
just doing sauce, you're not gonna do like a dry rub?
Yeah, my dry rubs. That's in the future. I'm also kind of getting into like canning and stuff. Made me sound really old, but I'm really kind of getting stoked on doing that for this year too. That's more of a personal thing. That's not really something that I'm selling. The hot sauce is definitely selling, but like I said, I just want to kind of get into a little bit more of the kind of the making your own stuff back again, right? Like, you know, get us back to our primal roots.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited to try it. It'd be cool to eventually like see you on Hot Ones.
That would be cool. If I can make it good enough, that's for sure. There's a lot of really good sauces on there. And I think that everybody's in the community is like doing like, I think that there's just so much variety out there, but like there's so many peppers that you can choose from and each pepper does add to a different flavor.
Yeah.
But like you said, the amount of ratings that some people get, some people make it way too hot. Excuse me. Then it doesn't even register to people. And a lot of people don't buy really hot sauces. Like you think that hot sauces, everybody buys the hot ones. Well, it's actually the mild and the medium ones that actually people actually really do buy. It's more for like chips and stuff like that and pastas and all that other stuff. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Cause the hot ones is just gag gifts at that point.
Absolutely. There's nothing you can put it on that would actually, you're not making flavor anymore. Now you're just, that's just hot.
You're just being an ass at that point, you know, like burn your mouth, you jack wagons. Like I like there's sometimes where it's like, I'll get a gift for like some really hot stuff. Cause like I go pretty hot and I like as long as it's good flavor, but if it's just like annoying, it's like, it's almost like Buffalo Wild Wings blazing sauce. Like it didn't have flavor. It was just annoying.
Yeah. That, so McDonald's, like their hot sauce, whatever they want to call it. It's not bad. I mean, it's not the worst.
This boy's talking about McDonald's. We just said Buffalo Wild Wings and you go McDonald's.
Well, they have the little, like, it's a nice heat, but it's got no flavor to it. It's just, you're just biting into whatever disgusting paste they should have.
Which is usually the breakfast burritos that it comes with.
Oh, I love breakfast burritos. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, I eat so many. I eat like six at a time, man.
No.
Oh,
you're gonna die.
Hey, we're all gonna die. If I die with a burrito in my hand, I'll be happy.
Happy man? Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. You know, it's all artificial plastics anyways. I'm just digesting. It's I probably have a growing burrito tumor and it's somewhere in my body.
Burrito tumor. I think that's a first. I think I can say that that's a first.
So, as December comes and we hope that the sales go up in VR, man, but it's just like Meta is just under heat after under heat. Like they're just like, what is going on with them?
Yeah, see, but the thing with Meta, though, everybody has to realize that they're running out of clients, customers, right? So Meta has to take another angle at something. They have to have another concept of what they're going to be selling their products as. Mm-hmm. They can't just stick with Facebook. There's 8 million people on this planet. Meta literally has a stranglehold over probably half the planet that has internet, right? So at some point, you're going to cap out the amount of customers you're going to have. So either you bring the rest of the world internet, so you have more customers, or you find another stream of revenue, which is the metaverse, meta, VR, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And that's their only option. Their only option right now is to go full force into the VR. I think the problem is, and this is just me talking out loud here, but I think the problem right now is kind of Zuckerberg. I think I don't think he really grasps what he's trying to do.
I also don't think he knows entirely.
No, he should have left it up to the experts. He should have never took it away. He should have never have taken it away from Quest. Like, you know, Oculus was such a good brand. It had brand recognition. Everyone loved it. They loved the CEO at the time. And then here comes Zuckerberg. Like, I get it. He sold out. He made a lot of freaking money. Good for him.
Yep.
But he ruined his legacy is what he did. Not that's kind of rude. Didn't ruin it. He'll always be in memory of creating one of the best headsets, you know, for standalone for now. But I think that if Zuckerberg would have bought it, and then just say, hey, I own it, but I still want you to run it. Almost like with Dave Portnoy.
Just be a parent company.
You know, like Dave Portnoy at a Barstool. He used to be a CEO. He sold out, and he's got like a 10-year contract just to run it because he's good at the job.
Yeah.
Like also, for those who want the giveaway, I linked everything in my personal channel. So if you go to my channel, if you click on my name in the chat or whatever, I think you just click on my name in the chat or you look me up, you know, it's my picture there. I have all three lined up on my channel. If you go to my about, so when you go through and you want to follow them all and subscribe, of course, to our channel. It's that easy.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. And so we'll have to do like another spiel at the end about the giveaway as well, just so we're keep on reminding people. This right here, like this episode, not like I said, not only is Ruck Up on here, and this is your third time on here, or your second time on here.
The second.
Second time.
Second. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
I was too.
He we'll be doing more with him probably next year. I think when we were in talks, you're just like, hey, my stock's low on everything. Like we'll come back to this because I'm busy. I get it. And then you started telling me how much you're doing. I'm just like, take a break.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's just like the stock wise, I thought that Christmas was going to be a lot slower this year because obviously everybody has a little bit less spending money. Everything's just so bloody expensive right now. And it's ridiculous, which is unfortunate, completely unfortunate, but it wasn't that way. And right now it is. Right now it's slowing down because it's a week before Christmas, but
yeah.
From October to December, early December, it was just crazy. And good on everybody. I like it, but at the same time, I'm happy to see people investing in VR. Like, you buy a headset, great. But when you actually put money towards other things in VR, you know you're making a commitment. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
No, and like,
you have to take care of it, right?
Yeah,
you don't absolutely. Take care of your headset, your equipment, it'll break down.
What do you think's the number one factor why a parent wouldn't buy a child a VR headset?
Startup cost. I mean, unless we're talking
VR headsets are cheaper than a PlayStation 5.
Like I said, the Quest 2. Unless we're talking about the Quest 2, which is the
Quest
only
2, cheap... No, if you buy your kid the Cambria, shame on you. You should have done your studies.
But like, if excluding the Quest 2, somebody bought their kid a Valve.
I'm only talking about Quest 2. No, I would never, unless my child already had a gaming PC. I would never buy a $1,000 Valve. Like what's
yeah,
the point?
Yeah, because it's got no utility unless you actually
doesn't have anything better than a 2000 series graphics card, I would not be buying them a Valve. You know, if you want to get into VR and you want to start it up and just learn and then eventually invest in the bigger thing with the PC, like anyone should have a good game PC anyways when it comes to getting the VR. But if you just want to dabble and you want to play some bar fighting where you get drunk and you start swinging at people and have fun there, that's a good introduction to VR. It's just like then low graphics, you know, MetaQuest is the way to go. Yeah, they did raise the price, shame on them, but they can because no one's competing with them. That's why they raised their price.
It's more like they raised the price because they were losing. I heard they were losing.
No, it's because they are losing. The reason why there's two reasons why they raised the price. They lost investors on they're not losing it because they have a whole bunch of investors that banked on XR. XR just gained another 5 years that they're not coming out with that shit. So
yeah.
They are already have investors pissed off. The investors want their money back, so they had to raise the price. And not only did they get away with raising the price, is because who's going to stop them?
I mean, it's the hardware. I mean, if the hardware, you know, holds up to what...
Right now, the PSVR 2, $600, same price as the PlayStation 5. The thing that I will be buying will be the same price as what I just bought right there. And then but it's still cheaper. But yet, that PSVR 2 will play almost any Steam game that the company that is adjacent wants to put it there. Because the PS5's coding... is very similar to the Valve's code when it comes to the specs of what's in it. So, like, for instance, like Veil VR, like doing that Switch will be pretty fairly easy. Yeah, they're going to have to do
some
beta.
Most games are going to
be. But they're
going
to figure it out.
Yeah. But I think we're missing the big picture here when it comes to the price of the Meta or the Quest 2 at the beginning. It's not the price of the hardware. Fucking Meta gives a shit about the fucking hardware. It's the data. Your data is worth fucking gold.
Yeah.
Your data is worth money.
I'm
so
pretty sure
that,
the data got leaked a couple times, though.
It absolutely did. And you know what?
It is. It's freaking Facebook.
The amount of data they collected on everybody during the startup of Oculus, the Quest 2, was
Rift
just astronomical.
You all are nasty people, is what they said.
Yeah, right?
Then as he goes dark.
Maybe Zuckerberg put them dark.
It's fucking weird bullshit.
I think that I honestly don't think the price is really going to make a difference. It doesn't. $100 at the end of the day, like you just said, it's that or you're going to buy a PS5 or you're going to buy an Xbox or whatever it may be. It's
Or
really
you'll
not that
drop
much difference.
2K and get a computer and a VR headset, you know?
I don't think
Yeah, but
2K won't cover that though.
who's got the disposable income to be able to do that, right?
I did at one point.
You're talking about the average family who's buying a console for their child. That's where you get mainly where the Oculus headsets go as
Marketable too.
are marketable to.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's 13-year-olds. It's 21-year-olds. It's the gap that's between that generation that's the one that's buying all the headsets right now. And it's mom, can you get me this for Christmas, right? And I think that no matter what, that is going to be the selling feature for the next few years until they do finally raise up the price another $200. Once it's raised to about five or I'd say about 600 or 700, that's when it's going to get really serious, and that's when people are going to have to start saving for the headset. Because right now, no offense, but $500 is not going to quote unquote break the bank, where a $2,000 computer, including a headset, is going to.
I mean, some people drop 6K on their kids for Christmas, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
And
some people go in credit card debt until October of next year. So yeah, no, I get it. But realistically is if you're going to buy something, you're going to buy it for the purpose of you're going to know you're going to have to put money into it, right?
That does remind me of freaking Family Guy. I'm in credit card debt. Credit card debt.
I've got $25,000 in your
Dollars
credit
in
card debt.
credit card
Oh
debt.
yeah. That should be a Christmas song.
Yeah, I just think that there's plenty of time for the market to do some fucking really weird shit in the next 2 years.
I think so I think VR market is similar to what, you know, the computer market was, like the original like PC. If you look back and you like kind of compare contrast, kind of funny. It's like 1-to-1 almost. So I mean, I feel like how long did PC take off for gaming wise? I don't think it take long.
PC was the
It
first
depends.
thing that blew off on esports.
I think it depends on what you classify as like the mainstream of VR, right? When did that year start? Was that the Rift? Like, was that years
I think it
before?
was
Like,
the
are
Quest.
we
I think
five?
the Quest was the first the like the first marketed actual like advertised VR
Yeah.
headset. Like the Valve Index was kind of, but it
The
was more of
HTC
still a
was.
niche it's still a niche community still. Like, and so
Right.
HTC also very niche community. Not a lot of advertising went into the HTC Vive. A lot for the PSVR, that was a very big one. And I didn't know about the two. I don't have cable anymore, you know. But the PSVR 2 is probably getting advertised like a
Oh,
mother,
yeah, it's
you
getting
know?
pushed, especially with the new Horizon VR game, the bundle that they're coming out with it. It's the very first bundle they're making. And so far, what I see, that's gonna be a. I'm getting the bundle.
That's a PlayStation budget though, right? They have the money to play around with stuff like that. Whereas like Vive and stuff, yeah, they got money, but not PlayStation level money, like not
The
Sony
only
money.
thing they're doing with their money, well, I would say VR headset marketers in general, the only thing they're doing with their money is investing into it again. So like either code or for their next version,
You
you
know what they
know,
need to
that's
invest
the
in?
only thing that they're doing with it.
Their support. Their support is the worst support
Yeah, I agree.
I will admit, you know.
ever. I've been trying to deal with them over like I made my stepdaughter an account, and I just put her real age, like just like so I can control it, you know, make sure she's not getting on bad things. And you know, she's 12, and then she's like, I only want to play Fortnite, and then it's just like you have to be 13 to play it. I'm just like, I just put all the settings that I say I don't care. I just want to make sure she's
Yeah,
not
that'd be
using
nice.
my
A
debit
little,
card to buy
yeah.
a whole bunch of V-Bucks, you know, like
That's
something
all
like
I
that.
want. That's
And
all I
now
want, man.
it just says like it says since her Sony account is under the age of 13. I'm just like, that's stupid. So I've been just trying to get a hold of him, be like, hey, just make her like 30 years
It's
old, and they won't.
not just Sony, it's Xbox too. I just spent all of yesterday with all four of my kids doing the exact same thing.
Really?
I had to switch over my birthday to theirs so that they can actually play Fortnite.
Yeah, isn't that
That's
crazy? And
funny.
it's just like if I change it in the settings, they should be able to do it. And it's so
I
crazy.
don't get why they're doing that, because like even it was like a few months ago when Rec Room said, "Oh, we're not having any more kids." It's like, dude, that's
how
your,
are you
that's
control
your,
them? Like,
that's
Facebook,
your that's your
look at
entire
Facebook.
audience. That's
yeah,
your
look at look
audience.
At Facebook. Facebook had such a trouble keeping kids out. Like,
it's
it
not
was,
possible.
It's virtually impossible. Yeah,
but if you go
it's
to VR
it's
Poker
silly.
That says 18 plus only, they're like, "Ah, God, what's going on here?"
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. And I just don't think that that's even theoretically possible. Like, why? You know what? It's the kids that are going to spend the most money anyway.
I know.
Probably.
I get we don't want to play with a bunch of high, whiny little kids. I get that. But then make your game so that it's age-related in rooms instead of...
That reminds me.
Canada,
yeah, like you're from Canada. I want to hear from the truth from a Canadian.
Oh, boy.
What?
I was told that Canada is suing Epic Games. The whole country is suing Epic Games.
For what?
Because
I haven't heard about this.
Because they said Fortnite is addictive.
It is.
Yeah, I got two kids
and
here.
And they
that
said
prove.
That it's leading them down a harsh road of meth and cocaine.
Oh, I believe that. Meth and cocaine. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Now, I added that in, but no, you have to look it up. Apparently,
a class action lawsuit against Epic Games will be going on ahead in Canada. The lawsuit was first initiated in 2019 by a Montreal-based legal firm, Calyx Legal, on behalf of the parents of two minors who claimed Epic Games knowingly created Fortnite as an addictive device.
And they're going, it just went, the reason why I know, because it just finally, they're actually going forth. Canada, the people that your jurors, like whatever your system you have there said, yeah, we're okay with you going forth with it.
Wow. I didn't hear anything about that. Surprising, because I deal with Epic a lot and I never, yeah, well, you know what? Fuck the game.
Yeah.
You know,
at which game was it? Was it FIFA? FIFA had a big scandal for
over in Switzerland.
Yeah,
for gambling.
Gambling.
Yeah, I mean it is gambling because you're buying packs. So in their version of because their version
loot boxes.
Is
loot boxes always gambling. Technically,
yeah.
If you really think about it, it was getting kids into gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's cool. Oh yeah, CS:GO did it. Everybody did it back, you know, and it works because all the microtransactions, money, 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 money. Look at Modern Warfare 2. Money, money, money.
Yeah,
money, you know?
EA Games is horrible with that. Like Battlefield,
I can't stand.
Holy
I hate
cow.
EA Games.
Battlefield was so bad.
2042 is so bad for it.
And Star Wars, like any Star Wars game, was always pay to win.
Yeah,
they changed that. It's not as much anymore.
Yeah, but
it
was.
They
bad.
Had to fix it. They had to fix it. You
know,
because
they're greedy little bastards, man. They're freaking greedy.
I mean, the company's wants to make money, you know, and if
yeah,
if
you know what. But I get it. I get it. Make money. I understand that. I totally do, especially coming from somebody with a business background. But you know what? Do it properly. Do it so that you're actually, you know, you're giving your audience or your customers or your players something in return. A loot box is not a fucking return.
I miss the days of old map packs, like call it like actual Modern Warfare 2. You would buy the $20 or whatever it was. For the map pack, and you'd get four maps, five maps, and that would pay. You know, that's all of your developers for an hour, or not all your developers, but like one developer and for an hour, you know, if he's being paid $20 an hour, and you have millions of people paying $20, that's 20 million if you get a million, you know?
Yep.
It's not that hard.
But why can't you, I don't know, promote your top player, make him a skin on the game or something like that?
Fortnite's
like,
doing that now.
Yeah, well, yeah, with who? Ninja? Oh, that's cool.
Ninja, Mr. Beast.
Exactly. So you're just putting a bunch of hot. No, I shouldn't say hotheads because I actually kind of like Mr. Beast. But you're putting a bunch of like characters that are already wealthy and already everybody knows who they are in these games. Why don't you just put some random kid that made like the top number one of all of Fortnite? Why can't he put his like.
Yeah.
Character in the game or something like give us something to shoot for. Stop taking our money. Like, and that's what I want to do with my games. I want to put the actual players in my game so that they have something to shoot for that's real. Like, it's not something that's just
it'd
you just
be
keep
nice.
Putting money towards.
It'd be nice. I don't hate the fact that I have to pay for certain skins. But I would like a way to work for more of them. Like,
yeah, like battle passes, stuff like that. But you can even buy through the whole battle
pass. That's why I love battle passes. Battle passes are actually the way that all skins
should
be given.
Yeah.
It makes you work for the game. It gives you replayability. You can release tons of new content with it. Look at Look at Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six is very good at keeping people engaged and wanting to play. For the most part, their system works, but not their game. The game's bad, but the system works. It's great. The battle pass is free, and then you get, you know, the alpha packs or the bravo packs, which guarantee certain skins, and then you get extra skins if you pay for, you know, the $10, and you get the extra character without, you know, having to work for it. And, you know, that's not a bad deal, honestly. You get free DLC, which is a new character, and then you get, you know, customization skins, a bunch of them, for like 10, 20 bucks.
Not even. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's the best model, but, like, sometimes, like, I agree with Cuss. Like, when it comes to, like, buying the Battle Pass, I'll buy the Battle Pass just because I like to go for things. But then when it comes to, like, their other skin stuff, like, especially if they don't have a Battle Pass and they gave away the game for free, I have no problem. Like, dude, if I see it, like, oh, I enjoy your game. I'm giving you my money because you guys deserve it.
A free game, understandable. Fortnite's taking advantage of it hugely. But, yes, I agree with that 100%. If you're giving away a free game, yes, I am. In the back of my mind, I'm already thinking I have to pay for something at some point in order for me to succeed or get my value out of the game.
That's pay to win like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't play that game because it's so pay to win, man. I just want to play a game, man, and it's so fun. But you can't do anything with it, you know? It's like, oh, well, that guy's got premium ammo. He's penning me. Oh, well, I'm dead.
So we were talking about advertising. Mm-hmm. 34 minutes ago, before I started this podcast, guess who sent me an alert? PlayStation, Sony, my app, just alerted me to pre-order the PSVR 2. How funny is that?
Dude, you were already talking about buying it at the start of the podcast, too. Man, I really want that.
Yeah, because they keep on reminding me to freaking buy the damn thing. I'm going to get it, but see.
It's sucking you in.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to pre-order it. I'm gonna let it do one update and let people have their issues with it, and then when I can go buy, when I go to Best Buy and I can go pick my, go buy it myself, I'll buy it through Best Buy.
Fair enough.
I haven't gotten anything for the people following our Discord. Don't forget, you got the three links that I have in my about. Yes, and subscribe to the podcast YouTube. But make sure go hit follow on those two Twitters and then join the Discord. That way we can get people those names down. We got no names right now.
Yeah, that's a good thing. We'll stop and do a little thing. So 6 prizes given away. Have to like Ruckup's Twitter, VR Jungle's Twitter, and then go to the link in the description, and then we'll be giving away the prize in the new Discord made. It's ugly as hell right now, but it's gonna be better. And we're gonna be doing the giveaway Friday, so you have time to watch this video, and I will also tweet about it, and then also you have to be subscribed to this YouTube channel as well and show us your proof, and you'll get entered to win. Simple. But I'm just ready for the holidays to be over. I'm ready for
that. Mordak just said, oh, I pre-ordered PSVR 2. I don't even have PS5 yet. That's the way to do it, man. Get the hardware first, then get the harder thing.
So,
hell yeah.
Next year is supposed to be big, though, especially with VR. I think not this. I think this year's Christmas is going to be probably doing the same sales as last year. I honestly think that VR is going to go not as
I think VR is going to go for a lull for another year and then probably shoot up.
Well, the thing is that we finally are out of the pandemic and COVID, and we start ramping up all of our things. Like, I went to Best Buy the other day, and for the first time ever, I was able to find PlayStations there. So I think that you're able to get your hands on consoles again, which is going to be a big game changer on the sales. Like, during COVID, all you could find were Quest. You know, they made those things by the millions, and so it was easy to get. It's the reason why I bought one, because I couldn't find a PlayStation 5, so I just bought a VR headset. And you know, I never looked back. It was probably the greatest thing that's ever happened.
But exactly.
Next year, you know, we have HTC making their standalone. We have the Deckard coming out, which is going, you know, that there's not full release that it's going to be coming out next year. And then I'm almost 100% certain that they're going to make a Quest 3 next year that will be for gaming, which will in my opinion, I think the Quest 3 will be powerful enough to play PC VR games.
I think it's going to be garbage because I hate Quest. I hate Quest. I hate
you keep
that whole brand.
Your judgmental opinion to yourself.
No.
No. I froze, guys. I'm coming back. Give me a second.
He froze.
He's just looking really judgmental at me, you know?
I am very, very judgmental. Gosh, I'm mad.
He really didn't like that. Wait, hold on. I know what it is. I was
insulted by it.
I know what it is.
He does. What the hell? There we go. Upside down.
Shit out of me. I see is your head back.
I mean, he does sell only Quest items pretty much.
Yeah, but the way he froze, it just looked like he had his hot sauce and he had to take a shit or something.
I want to kind of riddle off a statistic here that I kind of work off of. So 160 million users VR and AR only in the US. Mm-hmm. So 160 million users as of 2022. As of 2023, there's supposed to be an extra 20 million by the end of 2023. So 20 million people should be playing VR.
And the prices should be dropping because, you know, it's for Valve Index has been out for a while. And if they're going to do the Deckard and it's going to come out next year, the price dropped probably 100, maybe. Maybe
they'd have to do something because the Deckard, if it's as good as what I hear it's gonna be, it's gonna be the Valve that's gonna be without wires. And
yeah,
and so if it has a Steam library, anything with a Steam library, you got me sold.
Yeah,
I'm sold
because the Steam library, you just can't argue with the Steam library, especially when there's some, you know, especially when you're looking at that the other stuff on Steam that you could find that's interesting that you're not supposed to go to.
The adult content.
which they really know how to make some different names for that, so you don't think it is what it is when you click on it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. They have some pretty conspicuous names, and then you go to like, oh, this sounds pretty cool. Oh, sin, no.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're just like, you're all of a sudden just like, no one's
looking.
We got
3 minutes to the hour, by the way.
No one's in this headset. No one's in here with me. It's just you and I.
Then your wife walks around the corner. What the fuck?
Yo, man. I can't tell the story on the podcast, but I will tell you guys in private one day about the funniest thing ever.
By the way, we got 3 minutes till the hour.
3 minutes to the hour, and Ruckup is frozen again.
I'm frozen. I'm having some huge issues here.
Now you look like you put some THC in your hot sauce.
There you go.
But so we've been doing this new thing to where we're just talking about retention and everything like that. We try and keep this to an hour now. We'll go a little over here and there. We'll end with talking about the giveaway one more time. But is there any last little thing you want to talk about, promote, or you really want to get out to the world?
Not for me, no. I'm good. I'm not really much on promoting.
I like to on
social media here and there, but I feel like I'm doing it wrong. Not that I'm doing it wrong, but I don't know. I just don't want to be an advertising jerk.
Yeah. Well, so that's why I have people on here. Like, I always tell people, like, go ahead. And they're like, I just want to talk to you. Like, you seem fun to talk with. Like, I'll get it, but you got to, you know.
Well, here, since he doesn't want to plug him, I'll plug him.
Oh,
so
here we go.
So Ruckup VR is a company which does decals for your headset. They have little controllers that are like pistols. They click in, right, for those?
Yeah.
So they're click-ins. Like for the Quest pistols, they have white, black, and they have a nice head strap, which he is demonstrating right there. A nice head strap instead of that.
It changed my way of gaming, especially that.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Especially since I'm a
streamer. You have one.
I have one. Yes, I do. And like, I just love how it clicks on and off. I don't have to worry about the strap anymore. When I just have, like, if I have to go pee really quick, I just freaking hurry up and turn that little thing, and then it just comes right off. And then, like, especially when it comes to, like, since I stream Quest, it's the best thing because I'll have to go on and off all the time when I'm setting my shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like when I was doing the strap, I was like getting grease all over the lens that I keep on wiping the lens down. So
it's funny you say that because I had the same issue.
Yeah, and it's just it's a nice product. So that's why I 100% have you here on the podcast because I support it.
I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate being here. I think it's a good conversation we had, and we always have. So I think we're all kind of very similar minded when it comes to the space and the community. And I think that
except for Quest being terrible.
Yeah, fucking Quest. it isn't a great device. I'll be honest with that. I'm not gonna lie. At the end of the day, it's not that great. But I mean, it's
decent for what it does. Yeah, that's what I'll admit. It's decent for what it does.
It's brought millions of people to VR, so I'm not going to complain. That's kind of the way I look at it.
And don't be scaring people away from getting it, because I do want to explain something to you. If you've never seen PC VR, you will not be disappointed. The people that only shit on Quest, they play PC VR, and they see the beautiful, like the beauty of 140 hertz. You know, running at full speed, you get to see more enjoyable things in the game because they're allowed to program it in there because it can handle it. But from the standpoint of someone that doesn't understand what hertz mean, then don't worry about it. You'll be sitting there at 90. Within the next game, they're going to be next year, they're going to be making an update.
Yeah, formulate your own opinions, 120 hertz. Honestly, your own opinions.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I have seen PC VR. And Quest, it's a little bit more graphically dimmed down, but do I play my VR, my Quest VR more than anything? Yes. You know,
it's easier setup. I'd appreciate it.
It's so easy. Like when I get home from the bar and I don't understand how to do anything, I just put that sucker on. I get in some VR poker and I just take everyone's freaking money. I'm a great VR poker player.
We do not promote gambling.
You have to be 18 plus to play VR poker. It's a great game. I do not promote. Wait, gambling? We're not paying. There's no gambling. There's no real money. There's no real money in that. But as we come up, everyone, please go check up Ruck Up. This won't be his last time here. We're definitely going to have him here. He's always a welcome guest. He's a friend of Havoc's and VR Jungle. And I've been trying to separate, even though this is Havoc's podcast, I've been trying to separate the two entities to two different companies, but still have them together in some formality. It was getting confusing with them both growing that people are just like, I'm here for the podcast, but you're talking about esports the whole entire time. Then it's like, you're posting about your podcast, but I'm only here for esports. So I'm just like, I'm just separating. That's why I made a Twitter. And then as a Tay, I made the Discord. So we'll grow both of them. And then we'll have a little section for like people like Ruck Up, to where if you want questions or like just see their tweets, that's where their tweets are going to be. Just a little section of just everyone that's ever been on the podcast. Just pretty much a little Twitter in my Discord of everyone just posting every day, all their fun stuff. And so, you know,
man, I'll have to make a Twitter for our podcast.
And so we'll have to also have a section there for like your TikToks of people, so you can have a little reel of people just getting hurt all the time. And then an area for people doing cool stuff. Eventually we'll like show clips and stuff, like little, like, we'll do a little Ruck Up, get effed up reel of the day.
Why don't you shut the Ruck Up? How about that? Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. So as we end this, I do want to, for the last time, and if you made it to this end of the podcast, let's see. What do I want to do? If you made it to this point of the podcast and you go to the Discord, you do all the things that I ask, it's the first person to do it. And you guys don't get to do it. If you go to the Discord and you like Ruck Up and you like VR Jungle Twitter and you subscribe and you show proof and then you say, I'm a gorilla in the Discord. In the Discord.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give you $20. No. Free 20 cash. What do you want to do? First person. So
that's seven things to give away.
Yeah, seven things. So I'll give
six
$20 hairs and any formality you have to have, Venmo, PayPal, and you also have to be of age to get the gift as well, because or you have to, your mom's gonna accept it and then she can buy beer with it. But with that, that is a thing. You have to say I am a gorilla in the Discord if you made it this far, $20. So if you're still here,
first person, nobody's stuff, joined our Discord.
Show
yet.
Proof. Don't be no spam. We'll see who gets there. And then we're giving away two shirts, a sweatshirt. Two decals. If you're in Canada, two decals. If you're from the States, two decals.
Actually, if you're from the States, you say things different than everybody else on the planet. You guys realize that, right?
We speak English. You guys.
I'm not sure you guys do, but we'll ride on that one.
Hey, you guys speak French.
Yeah. I don't speak French.
You have He's not Canadian French.
No, he doesn't speak Canadian.
You also have French down in the States too, in New Orleans.
Spanish.
You also have Spanish. Yes.
Also.
Well, that's why
Chinese,
America is the beautiful
Japanese.
Melting pot that it is. Okay.
Fair enough. I'll give you that.
And then the last one, we are giving away a game key as well. You go ahead and say the name because I got
the name. Response Disturbance VR.
Yes.
Look it up.
Disturbing VR.
They need, I'm going to look that up, but they need to abbreviate that game. Holy cow. It's called Police Response.
I think it is Police Response. The Disturbance, the Disturbance is kind of like underneath the whole game.
Yeah, title. It's the subtitle.
It's like the subtitle.
Sweet.
The subtitle.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so next Monday, we'll have to see what we're doing because it's going to be literally the day after Christmas. So we'll see.
Also going to be the... Friday's the giveaway, don't forget, guys.
Friday's the giveaway. We'll have either a video of Cuss doing the wheel and just posting it in the Discord, or some formality of that. And then if you're the winner, like I said, the way that the winning's going to go is that the very first person that gets picked gets to pick from the whole six items. And then all the way down to the sixth person getting picked, you just get the item that's left. So best of luck and Merry Christmas. Hope you all have a great holly jolly whatever you're celebrating. So happy holidays. Ruck up, always a pleasure. We'll definitely
always
have
a
you
pleasure.
On again.
Thank you.
Love talking VR with you. Had a great conversation with you. And
we'll definitely have to hit you up for those key and the decals.
Yeah. It's on you. I'll give it to you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm going to make a better section for people like you that are special that come on the podcast. We'll have a little,
thank you.
You know, previous and things. So if you say, hey, I want to create a nice little greeting area so all the devs can just meet each other and talk with each other if they want to. And if you guys have new things that you have, like a new update you want to come out, you can go to that chat and be like, yo, Geraltzy, Cuss, new update, podcast, next Monday. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. I'm down.
So maybe next Monday. You want to do it, Cuss, next Monday? You got any? You free?
I'm pretty obviously.
All right, we're doing next Monday. All right, here we go. Next Monday, day after Christmas. Hope you all get all what you want. We'll talk about our goodies that we get. I already got all my presents, so I'm an adult. I get all my presents.
I know half of my presents. The other half I don't know.
Sweet. So catch you all later. And once again, before we leave, check out Ruck Up, link in the description, and then do all our fun activities to win fun Christmas giveaways.
Go to my profile and you can find it all.
All right. See you all later.
Thank you.
Rock on.
Peace out.